Witch Songs is presented in part by the Kentucky Department of Tourism and VisitLex.com, welcoming families from all over the world to attend a broadcast in historic Lexington, Kentucky. Witch Songs is an all-volunteer-run celebration of grassroots music, providing a multimedia front porch for musicians and artists worldwide. You can visit our archive of past shows, attend a broadcast while in Kentucky, or become a Witch Songs partner from our website, witchsongs.com.
Hi, this is Steve Martin, and you're listening to folk singer Michael Jonathan and the Wood Songs Old Time Radio Hour.
And thank you very much, Steve Martin. There's a fine banjo player. And welcome back, everybody, to our broadcast. We're coming to you from our home base here, the Lyric Theater, the historic Lyric Theater in our hometown of Lexington, Kentucky, the crossroads of America's folk and bluegrass music, broadcasting all over the world on hundreds of different radio stations, stations like Red River Radio across the northwestern Louisiana, Texas, and Arkansas, great stations like KEOS in College Station, Texas, the 11 stations of WVFT in across Virginia, plus stations like Front Porch Radio in Columbia, Tennessee, and The River, 98.1 The River in Asheville, North Carolina. Let's say hello to all the affiliates and the audiences out there. We're also on American Forces Radio Network. It puts this show on the radio on two different channels in 177 nations, from South Korea to Kuwait, plus every single military base in the world, every U.S. naval ship in the world, every Coast Guard vessel sailing in North America. And as always, we want to say hello to the men and women out there, the fans, the public that gets to tune in. Anybody could tune in on American Forces Radio Network. We're on public television stations coast to coast, the RFD Television Network. We're also in schools, which is why this time on every broadcast, we invite some youngsters from somewhere in America. They get to come on Wood Songs. They get to play one song in the presence of seasoned touring artists like Songs from the Mountain Band, Yonder Grove, so many. And these kids are just absolutely amazing. We're very proud of them. All the way from Fort Payne, Alabama, let's say hi to the Huckleberries. How you guys doing?
Good.
So we have 17-year-old Nathaniel, you're playing the banjo, right? Sarah, you're playing the mandolin, you're 15. And Emmanuel, you're 9 years old. That guitar is almost bigger than you are. How long have you been playing your guitar?
Just over 2 years.
2 years, about 24 months, and you're already on a worldwide broadcast, so you must be pretty good. Do you have like a guitar hero? Who do you like to listen to?
Kind of Tony Rice.
Tony Rice. And now you flat pick the guitar quite a bit, don't you?
Yes.
Okay, and your sister, Sarah, you're 15, playing the mandolin.
Yes.
And I understand you do most of the decision-making on the songs. You're like the not the boss, but you produce the song and who plays when, right?
Yes.
So how did you get to be good enough to do that?
It just kind of happened. I mean, I enjoy doing it, and I like doing it. So
how long have you been playing your mandolin?
Just over a year.
Just about a year. So you're 12 months and you're on a worldwide broadcast. Now next to you is your brother, Nathaniel, 17 years old. How long have you been playing the banjo?
About 3 years.
About 3 years. So you're like so the grand poobah of the group. 3 years, right? Who's your banjo hero?
Mostly Alan Mundy, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's an unusual name, but he's really good, isn't he? So now you're going to play, you're dipping back into the Flat and Scruggs song bag here. And Sarah, since you arranged the songs and stuff, what is it about this tune? It's called Same Old Day. What is it about this tune that you guys like?
It's got great harmonies, and we all have a part in it, and it sounds really good when we do it all together.
Well, it's the Roberts family. They're from Fort Payne, Alabama. You got 9-year-old Emmanuel on the guitar. Sarah's 15. She's on mandolin. Nathaniel's 17 playing the banjo. The tune is called Some Old Day. It's a Flat and Scruggs song. It's the Huckleberries, this week's Wood Songs Kid.
Turn me loose from this dirty old calaboose.
Oh, dear mother, I'll come home some old day.
Proud of our WoodSongs kids. If you've got youngsters that you think belongs on our broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Just go to the WoodSongs website, click on the kids page, and you just send us a little email with a YouTube clip or something off your cell phone. Doesn't have to be fancy, but we certainly look at every single one that comes in. And isn't it wonderful having these kids part of WoodSongs? Opening up the front porch. That brings us to our next group. They are a group of super pickers. They really are very, very talented and good, and we're going to explore their music a little bit more. They got a brand new album called Pay Your Dues. This is a tune called Outside of Omaha. It is Songs from the Road Band on the WoodSongs Old Time Radio Album.
Simpler time. Love did cause a thing. Time was free and talk was cheap. But we were younger, high on promises we couldn't keep. Well, the wheels are turning in my head faster than those worn-out treads are rolling. The signs keep pointing back to you. Blue skies are blue and golden, we feel blowing. There's nowhere to know, you still care, dog. Outside of Omaha. Outside of Omaha, I'm still wondering why I said goodbye. Girl, I don't recall what it was that I thought I'd find. Well, as the miles roll by, I practice all the ways I try to say I still love you, and I just hope and pray it's not too late. Yeah, the wheels are turning in my head faster than those worn-out treads are rolling. Signs keep pointing back to you. Blue skies are blue and gold. We feel blowing. There's nowhere to you still care at all. Outside of Omaha. I left a message saying I'll be coming by. If you want to see me, put porch sign on faster than those worn-out treads are rolling. The signs keep pointing back to you. The skies are blue and gold. We feel blowing. There's no end, no. You still care at all. Outside of Omaha.
Song is Outside Omaha from the Pay Your Dues Band, Songs from the Road Band. Let's give some props to the band members. Okay, Gabe Epstein, playing banjo, graduate of East Tennessee State Bluegrass. Were you there during the Raymond McLean years?
No, I was there after that.
With Dan?
Yeah.
And the crew, okay.
Yeah,
James
Raymond, unfortunately.
James Schlender, playing fiddle, two-time national fiddle champion. You've shared the stage with people like Chick Corea,
yeah.
Bobby McFerrin, George Benson, the guitarist.
Yeah.
So that's a monster resume that you've got.
Hey, thank you.
Mark Schlemmick on mandolin. You played. We were talking to our young kids and the little guitar player, 9 years old, loves Tony Rice, but you actually played with Tony Rice.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So and, you're looking at a young Tony Rice over there.
Let's pick again later.
That's right now. Charles Humphrey playing bass. You are, I'm going to brag on you a little bit. You are a Grammy-winning songwriter. You're a producer. You're a Kentucky Colonel. Of course, that's an important thing right there. Twice nominated Bluegrass Songwriter of the Year, IBMA Award recipient, North Carolina Music Hall of Fame member, and you recently got a cut on the new Willie Nelson album. So now you are. So now, as a group, though, and you got Sam Wharton over there on the guitar, who's not a founding member of the band, and you grew up, Sam, singing barbershop quartets.
I did, yeah, ever since I was about 6 years old.
So that adds to the vocal element of the group, right?
Yeah, that's where my music journey
and
started.
Is this where the idea of melodic pirates comes in? That's how the people describe your band as melodic pirates.
Really? That's nice, I like that.
Yeah, okay, so now
I'll try to use that sometime.
We're gonna steal into your instrumental prowess. Charlie, what are you gonna play for us here?
We were gonna do an Elvis rendition, unless you'd like to hear instrumental, whatever you want to hear.
Let's hear the instrumental real quick.
All right, we'll do a Bill Monroe song, a little bit of Roanoke.
There you go, Roanoke. Thank you. songs from the Road Band. Obviously, a group of super pickers as a band. Now, they're going to throw a complete curveball to everybody. They're going to take that style of musical prowess, and they're going to dip into the Elvis Presley song bag. Now, try to think in your mind how to interpret a song like this. It's called Suspicious Minds. It's a song from the Road Band on the Wood Songs. Old Time Radio Hour.
I can't walk out because I love too much, baby. What can't you see? What you're doing to me? If you don't believe a word I'm saying, we can't go on together. Suspicious minds.
What's suspicious?
Fredley would be so proud. How do you describe something like that? It's kind of like if a Newgrass Revival dated the Bee Gees. It would be the bluegrass version of Suspicious Mind. That's Songs from the Road Band. If you want to revisit their music, just go to the Wood Songs website. Click on the archive page. This is show number 1083, as well as our other band. They're absolutely wonderful. They're going to do the title cut to their album, Hard to Breathe. It's Yonder Grove on the Wood Songs, Old Time Radio. Absolutely beautiful song. It's the title cut of their album, Hard to Breathe. And Jeff Smith did a beautiful job on those vocals.
Thank
Your
you.
Voice is outstanding.
Thank you.
Make John Cowan proud.
Thank you.
So let's talk about the music on the new album. It's called Hard to Breathe. You just did the title cut.
Mm-hmm.
All original songs?
Yes, sir.
So who's the main songwriter in the group?
Myself and Jake White. We do a lot of the writing.
Prolific, or is it something that comes hard? I mean, James Taylor described it as one of the most painful things that he goes through, and yet look at all these great songs that he's done.
It can be, yeah. It's a little difficult at times.
Describe to the audience briefly the songwriting process for you guys. Do you write it together, kind of like a Lennon-McCartney thing? You do it by
some
yourself?
Of it, yes. We've actually, Corey down here on the end has been bringing in some unbelievable instrumental stuff, some stuff he's been working on, and we usually get together and you know, he'll flesh out some chords and a
start
lick.
Start with the lyric, or you have the melody first?
A lot of times I'll have lyrics that I've written down, and, you know, he might come in with something, and I go, I like that. I think I can match these lyrics to that. A lot of times I'll sit down with a guitar, and like most guys, you know, and just start strumming some chords and have an idea in my head, and, you know, first verse comes easy, and most of you guys know the second verse is the
hard one.
A lot of times it's the hardest one.
How important is humility when you're co-writing with somebody?
It's, to me, extremely, because, with these four guys here in general, with the four of us, there's no egos, and when we come to sit down and write something, there really isn't, you know, let's flesh it out and see what works best. Listening is a big part, too. Mm-hmm. You know, and making sure that the record button is on, so that we don't forget what was that? Oh, I forgot to hit
no,
record.
No joke on that. You got to record your ideas, because the next four or five come and you forget, right?
Yes, sir.
Well, let's dip back into your album. The CD is called Hard to Breathe. Beautiful songs that you guys have written. This is a tune called Once in a While. It is Yonder Grove on the Wood Songs, Old Time Radio. Having Yonder Grove on our broadcast. This week's Wood Songs kids from Fort Payne, Alabama, the Huckleberries. They did a great job. The pride of Asheville, North Carolina. Songs from the Road Band over here, they did wonderful. We're so proud of all the artists that come on our broadcast, and you know, every single thing that happens, if you're young kids and you have an idea for a song, what happens first is the idea, the unseen, the unheard, the not real. When Yonder Grove wants to come up with a song and they're writing something that did not exist. When Songs from the Road Band want to do an Elvis Presley song, Bruegler style, it's an idea, it's something that didn't exist. When you're working on something, don't worry if it sounds like something nobody's ever done before. That's called art. Michelangelo said it best. He said, I saw an angel in that marble, and I kept carving till I set the angel free. You can do that too. My name is Michael Jonathan. I'm a folk singer. I am a song farmer. We'll see you next week on the Woods Song.
Old Time Radio.
Good night.
You've been listening to Woods Songs Broadcast number 1083, Michael's opening song was Hippie Love from the Dazed and Confused album. Our chief engineers, Drum Fault, our TV directors, Maria Klerich, technical assistants are Brian Clousey, Melissa Moray, Eric Anderson, and Mark Thompson. The Woods Songs crew member of the week is photographer Steve Haggard, and our Woods Songs partners of the week are Harold and Linda Dunsmore. Our show is produced with the support of the Kentucky Department of Tourism, Visit Lex.com, the Bluegrass Hospitality Association, and the beautiful Spring Hill Suites, welcoming visitors from all over the world to Lexington, Kentucky. Special support provided by Hybrid Free Water, Martin Guitars, Snakes Coffee, Travel Host Magazine, and the staff of the Lyric Theater. Woods on Super Register trademarks of Rachel Aubrey Music. Our show is distributed worldwide by the Woods on Radio Network and PRX, the Public Radio Exchange. For Michael Jonathan and the entire Woods Songs crew, this is Dorothy Edwards. We hope you'll join us again next week for the Woods Songs Old Time Radio Hour.